Today is May the 9th, 2022, and in today's GQDN, we talk about the Chinese government, games done quick, summer, and a little bit of Nintendo news. We will start with the Chinese government, though, as I'm doing this on the fly, because how late it is. And according to Eurogamer.net, the Chinese government has enforced its rules with the streaming platforms to prevent children from tipping streamers without guardian consent. So, really, Chinese under 18 will not be able to tip streamers on like YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and anything else that is acceptable with the Chinese government. So this is something that a bit conservative, quite a bit conservative, but may make sense in some ways. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, though, at Joe Brums on Twitter, if you would. Now, Gotham Knights, which they are in beta right now, I believe, they will be airing an update at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but you'll have to find them yourself. They might be up on YouTube or up on Twitter, because there's going to be some major updates coming in. And they said in a tweet, Gotham Knights, mission update from Belfry, Nightwing and Red Hood, Powers Club, tomorrow, 6 a.m. PT. So there is also some updates on some of the story as well. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. And if I find any news on it, I will tell you here. Now, also on Destructoid.com, the last one was on Destructoid, but this one is too. And this one has an EA announcement with the Lord of Rings mobile game. So EA right now is partnering up with Middle Earth Enterprises to make a free-to-play mobile game called The Lord of Rings, Heroes of Middle Earth. So we will indeed see what is going on with that game, because more mobile is coming in, and it's not just on the heels of what Warcraft had announced, but still just more and more stuff. So we shall see indeed what happens. Okay? But if you like Middle Earth, well, EA says we're making one go to mobile. See what happens. Now, this comes to us from DualShockers.com, and Nintendo had some cryptic comments. And this came from Emily Rogers, and she asked if there's any fans of indie games there. And there may have been a number of people that got into that thread where she wrote on FamiBoards forums. And there might be some coming. Not sure yet. Totally not sure. But there may be some coming. But Nintendo Direct is looking at the indies quite hard. One that they're not looking at, and this comes to us again from Dual Shockers, is Salt and Sacrifice. Now, Salt and Sacrifice will be available on May 10th on PlayStation 4 and 5 and on PC. That will come in at midnight on May 10th, near local time, for PS4, PS5. It will also be in the Epic Game Stores for PC, and that will be on May 10th for North America at 8 a.m. That's Pacific Time, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Europe at 3 p.m. UTC, 4 p.m. BST, 5 p.m. CEST. And Australia and New Zealand at May 11th at 2 a.m. AEDT and 4 a.m. AUK. Game will be available for $20 on the Epic Games Store, and the console price has not been revealed yet. It is assumed to be the same, and that's according to DualShockers.com. So we'll see how this goes. 2D action, and you'll be in a fighting game against many demonic mages to survive and save the kingdom. So, hey, it is 2D, and we'll see what happens there. Now, Eurogamer, go back to Eurogamer, said that Xbox was criticized after outrages leaves games inaccessible. and they quoted Xbox on Twitter, saying that on the Xbox support, "We've seen significant improvement to the issue that has prevented some users from purchasing and launching games. We expect full mitigation in the coming days with the rollout of the new update." So we shall see what happens there. We're just letting everybody know that Xbox had an update for you guys. Now, we end with Eurogamer, and the Games Done Quick schedule is now out. And this will be done for the Summer Games schedule, and that will be, so I'm looking for a date here, from Sunday, June 26th to the 3rd of July. Okay, so on the 26th, there will be a bunch of games like Shadow Colossus, Sonic Generation, Tunic, Kirby and Forgotten Land, World Out, Mass Effect, Spyro, Perfect Dark, Crash Bandicoot, a bunch of games that they're going to run into, and a full amount of time, which I will post the schedule in our Discord under the GQDN show notes, which I've just done. So if you want to access those notes, become a Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. Or you can go to thegroupquest.com and check out all the links there. That includes our Audible. If you go there, click on the Audible link, and you would have that. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2022, all rights are reserved. You can check out everybody there at thedawnforge.com. Get all the podcasts within the Dawn Forge network. I've been Joe. Go play some games, people. We'll see you again tomorrow with more GQDN. Thank you.